think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel Dettelbach put together songs that have to do with October and Halloween.
Oh. Superstitious.
Yes. Oh, good one.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Good. Let's listen. Get the juices going. Good job, Nigel. That's good for Halloween.
That's a great song.
Yes, that's a great song. The beat's good. You can understand all the words. Ah, how do we keep the music playing? Okay, Joey pals, week number 86.
If I remember, out of 86 weeks, I think you got one song
I know
right.
I got one.
You got one song right.
Oh, my goodness.
That was that was.
That is the voice of my dear friend. Look at, this is, of course, Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
I'm just going to rattle
in
these
the house.
Off. Is COVID seasonal? Are there kids, don't answer any of these yet because we won't get through them. But I just want the audience to stay tuned and hope they hear the answer. Is it seasonal? Are there kid-sized doses of Pfizer? Are they safe? In the future, will fully vaccinated folks might not be considered so without another booster? Is honey and turmeric potent as an antibiotic? The Delta Plus has evaded the vaccine. Is a booster, can you get a booster too soon? They say, are we going to need a fourth shot? Okay. And this, if we can talk about something besides COVID, there's a new brain implant. Medically speaking, they put it into the visual part of the brain, not the eye part, and it has given a woman who's blind artificial vision. Have you seen that yet? Isn't that exciting?
I have not, but I've got a lot of things planted in my brain.
Oh, me too. But they've been in there. Human hands.
Yes.
There's that book, When Oxygen Touches the Human Brain. And Tyler and I, we can talk about that because it's happened to both of us, but it's a funny, is that my soul? Is that my mind? Is that my spirit? Human hands touched my brain, albeit they were gloved. But my son and I
gloved and loved.
I had 5 pairs of hands. So it's a really interesting conversation between Tyler and myself.
That is interesting. It is. Yeah. No, I do remember that too.
Yes, you were very supportive of
I did not touch your brain though.
No. But they put I told you.
I would have poked it out of it. What's that right there?
But I had them put improvements in, as you can certainly tell.
Absolutely. When you turn your head, I can barely see from ear to ear.
Yeah. I still do have the hole in my skull. I mean, it's grown back, but there's an indentation there. But I digress. But that's the fun of knowing. But isn't that something? Artificial intelligence. She can see the outlines of her husband now.
Oh, that could be a good or bad thing.
Oh, think for people who've been blind.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's... Well, yeah, there's been gene therapy developed now for eyesight restoration. I mean, it's... We talked about that probably 50 weeks ago, right before this thing all happened.
Okay. Let's resume our regularly scheduled programming. Nigel goes, yes, yes.
Yeah, this is a big weekend, Joey, as you are well aware. I mean, we are sitting on the eve of Halloween.
Yeah,
and I cannot wait to get out there tomorrow night and trick-or-treat my butt off.
Tyler and I are going to dinner at Lulu's.
For Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He's 33 years old.
They're going to have some good treats there for sure.
And I have my...
Comes in a small glass.
I went to lunch with the people from iVox Media. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Last Wednesday to Lulu's. Walked into Lulu's in my Halloween shirt, and everybody went, "That's not red. That's not red. Where's your red?" So...
It's close.
It's close.
Close enough. It's close enough.
Give us a report.
Well, yeah, let me just tell everyone what's happening locally.
Okay.
And this is, I think, largely good news. I always predict in my organization that the pandemic is over. You know, I make these pronouncements because I feel like I must be optimistic. I want to be the optimistic person in every room. But we are making some significant progress. As I sit here today, there isn't a single Desert Oasis patient in a hospital with COVID. Not one. And we've only reached this milestone once before, and that was about 2.5 months ago. And so that I think that's progress. Now, how many are in the hospitals? There's about 30 patients right now infected with COVID who are still in the hospital. But that number is down from 110 just about a month ago. So we're making progress. Riverside County continues to do, I think, its thing. It lags other counties in California as far as percent of vaccination. But California does well, still the bellwether state as far as COVID cases management, low infection rate. I mean, we're leading the country. So we've still.
Okay.
So you don't have to go anywhere else. Stay here, stay safe, mask up. And we're boostering the heck out of people.
We're boosting.
Big time boost. And interesting is we're giving more boosters than we are first doses. So what we're seeing is the return business of people who had been vaccinated, fully
because
vaccinated
people
now.
People who have decided to be vaccinated are.
Exactly. And those that aren't are just going to get sick and hope to survive. Hang on.
Let's go to some of our questions. Number one, is COVID seasonal?
Seasonal.
What do you think they meant by that?
Well, I think the issue is you know how the flu season comes and goes, and right now we're technically in the flu season, even though I can tell you the CDC flu view, which I look at daily just to see, are we going to have a bad flu season? Right now, the entire United States, there's only 2 states that are light green. Everyone else is green. That's good. Okay. Green is good in that manner, which means very low flu transmission or even activity in any state. And so we're hoping we can get past the year, get through the year into January, February before we start to see any activity. That would be really good. I think the modeling for COVID as a seasonal beast, we haven't seen it. Really?
Yes.
If you really look at the 4 phases, they've been in winter. That's because that's when it showed up. And then it was in the summer. And then in the summer again, and now as we're getting into the fall and winter, we think we're at a point where we have enough people that have been sick and recovered, enough people vaccinated. right now the vaccination ratio in the U.S. is 125 per 100 people. And now let me just tell
what
you
do
what.
What do you mean?
So for every 100 people, we're averaging about 125 shots. What that should tell you, if it was 200 per 100, that means everyone would be fully vaccinated.
That's right.
So we're not quite there yet. We're in the 60-65% range. But you throw in the 40 million Americans who have been sick, and I do throw them in there. We're making progress. And I think locally, you know, I think immunity is only good as what's happening in your neighborhood or in your backyard. And so I think we're doing a good job here. So I don't expect it to be seasonal. Okay. But it will be, we'll see pockets of high transmission and infectivity in areas where there's low vaccination rates and people are clustering
and
getting
together.
And it could
very well be seasonal in Nebraska and not seasonal in California?
That's correct. It's cold and people go indoors and they crowd together and there's unvaccinated individuals, you have the risk of it looking like a seasonal event, but really what it is just unvaccinated, high population at risk.
Next Joey Pal question.
Yes, ma'am.
You've covered this before, but it's okay. Is the kid-sized dose of Pfizer safe?
Yeah, I think, the good news is the FDA's panel just met. Next week, ACIP will meet, and we know that that's the CDC's arm of the immunizing practitioners who really drive the policy home. They've looked at the data from 5 to 11 years old and deemed it to be that the risk still outweighs the benefit outweighs the risk, therefore people should get vaccinated 5 and up. Moderna's looking at 6 to 17 right now.
So, yes, it's safe.
The data looks good, yes. In fact... very safe. And the reason why people were looking at this, and I talked about this briefly, is they really wanted to be sure that the extra cases of myocarditis that we have seen in young males who have gotten the mRNA vaccines was not going to be excessive in this population. And we haven't seen it yet. So we still think the risk is going to be 1.5 to 2 additional cases per 100,000, self-limiting, and it resolves on its own. So I think all the data points to kids getting vaccinated literally in a couple of weeks. In fact, Palm Springs Unified School District has already reached out to us. They think there's going to be a significant uptake. I think we're going to get 30% of kids 5 to 11 vaccinated, which is good because we were talking about this before. Kids don't get really sick. That looks like the flu. So that's not the risk. The risk is when these kids are in the presence of older folks that carry risk factors and comorbid conditions.
Right.
And now when you were talking about the fourth dose, you know, some of the data this week in people that have blood-related cancers, not solid organ or solid cancers, they only have about a 33% response to the vaccine series. So that's what we're talking about. Those individuals, I think, we're going to be getting – I don't know if you'd call it the fourth extra dose or a booster on top of the third dose for immunocompromised, but I think that data is coming.
Sounds like math.
Yeah. I think that data is coming along, and you're going to see highly immune-compromised people being amenable to an additional dose, and we still don't know what's going to happen this time next year.
Okay. This is the voice of Dr. Brian Hodgkins, pharmacist to the stars. See, I started to be smart and I choke. God takes care of me, doesn't it? I try to say something smart alecky.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay.
Stopped in your tracks.
Stopped, choked up. In the future, fully vaccinated folks might not be considered so without the booster.
Yeah, we just had this conversation this week, and this is why right now the CDC and us, and when I say us as a healthcare organization, we consider someone fully vaccinated if you've gotten the series.
Three.
No, if
two.
The CDC considers you fully vaccinated if you got two Pfizer, two Moderna, or
two.
One J&J.
Okay.
Because this really is predicated on reducing the severity of an infection, keeping you out of the hospital, out of the ICU, off a ventilator, and out of the grave, even though it's Halloween. That's the benefit of the vaccine. Everything else we're trying to do is drive up any loss of immunity back into the 95% range where these vaccines first, you know, debuted. So right now, the CDC says 2 doses, fully vaccinated. And it may change. They might say you need to be boosted to be fully vaccinated. But right now, I don't think that's going to change policy. And it's not going to change, I think, anything that requires you to show proof of vaccination, 2 doses only right now, and or a negative test within 72 hours of the event if you're going someplace that requires that, like Disneyland.
Okay, let's go to this question. Are we going to be required to get a fourth shot?
Yeah, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one weekly until I.
Oh, stop. My arms He's are kidding, so sore. Joey Pals. He's kidding.
No, we just kind of briefly touched on this. And I think what we're going to see is if you had leukemia or lymphoma or multiple myeloma and are getting active cancer treatment anytime during your vaccination series, you're probably going to be able to get a fourth dose. Those should really be few and far between. That's a small population. But we do know the data is in that they're not manifesting. These individuals who are highly immunocompromised are not manifesting a good enough response to the two-shot series, even the third one. But with the fourth one, we're seeing the uptick in immune response and antibody production. So, yes, some people will get a fourth dose.
Okay. And in the minute we've got left.
And with 6, you get egg roll.
I love that. Is there such a thing as getting your booster? Now, at this point in time, we're calling that shot number 3. Too soon. How long are you supposed to wait after your second shot?
Yeah. So, and this is kind of confusing out there in the world of boosters. Because there is a third dose for immunocompromised. The booster is for, you know, 18 and up at high risk for getting, so you're, you know, frontline worker, high exposure risk, healthcare worker, you know, they've defined this population. So it's 6 months after for the Pfizer series, right? 2 months for J&J. When you say too early, I'm going to say the risks are small if you got it early.
I got my second shot February 10th.
Yeah, so you would have qualified for the
March,
next
April, May,
the booster.
June, July,
did you get your booster
August
yet?
No.
Oh, see?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thought. So the risk is very low. If you got it a month early, a couple days early, even weeks
what
early.
What if you get it too late?
No, we know after 6 months, any re-exposure to a third dose or a booster, you get a very robust immune response.
Okay. I have to go get my booster right now.
Yeah, you should. I'll see you in the office next week and we'll boost your butt.
My gosh. Okay. We're going to take a break and go to our treasure chest. But have no fear. On the other side, which sounds sort of heavenly, Dr. Brian Hodgkins will still be here and we'll talk about things that are in the medicine cabinet. Some other really good questions here. Honey and turmeric are a potential antibody. Is that the word? Antibiotic.
Antibiotic?
Gosh. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.